Good morning.
Good morning.
What a blessing it is to be together. It's a blessing to be able to serve a God that wants us to be here, that wants us to know Him, that wants us to worship to Him. He's made His Son available to us, and we have the privilege this morning of singing to Him together. It's a privilege to be able to bring a short thought to you this morning, as Noah said. I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to be able to have God's Word open in front of us. So if you'll open up your Bibles to John chapter 10, we'll be in John chapter 10 this morning. And we'll be continuing our thoughts and our lessons on listening that we're doing and the spiritual activities here in these 2 months. And John records a speech of Jesus here that none of the other gospel writers do. And that is the speech of the Good Shepherd. There we go. And that is the speech of the Good Shepherd. So we have to start with a question today. So why do sheep need a shepherd? Shouldn't sheep be able to feed themselves? I mean, grass is fairly available to them. Why do sheep need a shepherd? So to do that, let's read the first few verses of John chapter 10, and we can start to see a little bit about the shepherd himself before we see the lessons for ourselves. John chapter 10, starting in verse 1. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs in another way, that man is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the gatekeeper opens. The sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he brought out all his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. A stranger they will not follow, but they will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers. And we'll stop there for now. So why do sheep need a shepherd? Verse 1, right off the bat, shows us one of the reasons. There are thieves and robbers. Thieves and robbers are coming in to try to take the sheep away from their home and from their shepherd. And the shepherd is there to protect and to keep the robbers and the thieves away from the sheep that are so vulnerable. And there's a couple things that we can see about these thieves and robbers. They come in a way that is not expected. That there is a door that they should be coming through, that people would expect them to come through, but they don't come through that door. They come in another way, seeking to catch the sheep by surprise, being unexpected and unwelcome. The thieves and robbers have bad intentions for the sheep. I know that because they are called thieves and robbers. And otherwise, they would be called guests or something along that line. But these thieves and robbers are there to take away the sheep away from where they belong, to somewhere else. And outside of this text, we know that sheep without a shepherd tend to get lost. Sheep are not smart animals. They're notoriously stupid animals. And they get lost and they wander off and they fall off cliffs and they wander into the areas where wild animals can get them. And so the shepherd guides them. So the second question we need to ask is, who is this shepherd? And John tells us very clearly, Jesus says it very clearly in verses 11 and 14, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. In verse 14, I am the good shepherd. I know my own and my own know me. Jesus is this shepherd. So we need to put ourselves into the shoes of the sheep or the hooves of the sheep, whichever actually works there, so we can follow our shepherd together. So we know that without our shepherd, we are lost and we are in danger, that we are not where we're supposed to be without him. The thieves and the robbers will come to try to take us away from where we are, where we belong, and put us in danger. So our shepherd, our Jesus Christ, keeps us safe and protects us. So we need to spend our time today thinking about how we can follow our shepherd. So our primary question today is, what makes us good sheep? And the very first thing that John tells us, that Jesus said in his speech, as good sheep hear his voice. Here's our theme. The sheep hear. The sheep listen. Verse 3, it says, to him the gatekeeper opens, to the shepherd, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. So the sheep hear his voice, and that tells us two things. First, it tells us that the shepherd is speaking to his sheep. Now, I don't know much about shepherding. I've never interacted with sheep, really. But I imagine that they don't understand a whole lot of what you're saying. that it would be easier for the shepherd to just use his shepherd's crook, to just pull them where he wants them to be harsh with his sheep, to be forceful with his sheep. But that's not the good shepherd. The good shepherd speaks to his sheep. And perhaps he says things such as, "Do not be afraid," so that his sheep may know his comforting presence. Jesus speaks to us in that way, that we are his sheep, and that he speaks to us in a comforting, in a guiding way, not with harshness, not with a shepherd's crook, but he keeps us where he wants us to be through tenderness. So we have to listen. That's the second side of that coin. If the shepherd has decided to speak to his sheep, the sheep had better listen. Our shepherd is worth listening to. He is the good shepherd that loves us, and we can listen to him. We have to listen to him not only just so that we can eat or we can go to pretty places in the pasture, but remember where our stakes are that Jesus started this speech at. There are thieves and robbers. We listen to our shepherd because it is the matter of survival so that we can rely on him. The second part is when we listen to our shepherd, it causes us to follow him. Continuing on in verse 4, when he has brought out all his own, he goes before them and the sheep follow him. Part of the shepherd's responsibility is to lead the sheep to different parts of the pasture, away from danger and towards the green pastures where there will be places for them to eat and feed. Following our shepherd may not always be easy. It will lead us through different paths. It will take us through different areas, through danger, towards green pasture. But our shepherd is there to protect us. We're going to end our lesson this morning by reading Psalm 23, a great shepherding psalm. And there's a line in that psalm that I want to bring out now. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. That's the shepherd we have. That's the shepherd we follow. That's the shepherd we listen to. We're going to come back to Psalm 23 in a little bit. But we follow that shepherd because he can protect, because he's worth following, and because we've heard his voice. Following the shepherd takes trust. If you're going through the valley of the shadow of death, that is not something you take lightly. But you know your shepherd will get you through. You know that your shepherd won't let you get hurt. And there is no part-time following if you're a sheep. As soon as the sheep wanders off on his own, he's immediately in danger. The wild beasts, the thieves, and the robbers find sheep on their own, and they take them away from the shepherd. So we have to always be following our shepherd, always be staying with him to continually be his. So once we've heard our shepherd and followed our shepherd, our next step is we know our shepherd. It's still in verse 4, for they know his voice. Perhaps the greatest blessing we have of sheep of the good shepherd is that we have the privilege of knowing our good shepherd. We want our shepherd, and we know our shepherd because we spend all our time following him. We spend all our time listening to him. He is the central part of our lives, the protector and guide. We know that we can trust him, and we know that he cares for us. We know that he will never leave him because we know who he is. I cannot help but think of the apostles and Peter as they say, as apostles and disciples are leaving in droves. And Jesus asks them, "Are you going to leave too?" Peter says, "To whom shall we go? You have the words of everlasting life." That the shepherd is so good and we know him so well that we know there is no one that can replace him. And then finally, good sheep do not listen to others. In verse 5, a stranger they will not follow, but they will flee for him, for they do not know the voice of strangers. So part of listening to the shepherd is knowing who not to listen to. We know that these other voices, besides the voice of the shepherd, lead us to the wrong places. The good shepherd is there to protect us and to keep us where we need to be. But these other voices don't get us there. In fact, what do the sheep do when they hear that voice? They flee. They get as far away from that other voice, that foreign voice, to stay away from it so that they can know the shepherd and they can know the good shepherd. We have to know who to listen to and know who not to listen to as good sheep of the Lord, our good shepherd, Jesus Christ. So I've given us a few things of what good sheep do. Good sheep listen, good sheep follow, good sheep hear, good sheep don't listen to other people. Okay, that's helpful. That kind of gives us the imagery of what Jesus is saying. But maybe we still don't see the benefit of it. Why should we be good sheep? What about this shepherd makes him so good that we should follow him? And that's where Jesus goes with the rest of this. Before going on to verse 7, though, notice verse 6. John interjects this little statement that is fascinating to this passage. This figure of speech Jesus used with him, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. He's trying to win his sheep over. And he'll say that exact same thing in verse 16. I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also. That Jesus is trying to be heard. Jesus is trying to get the sheep around him to know his voice, that they can follow him. That's the reason for this image that Jesus is giving, that we are just simple sheep needing to hear the voice of the shepherd. So why listen to the shepherd? He is the door. Notice the repetitions here. Verse 7, truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep do not listen to me. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. Now, you and I think all of us are familiar with what doors do. The doors are just a barrier between us and another room. In a sheepfold, the door is something a little bit more. The sheepfold is by itself, and when the door is not closed, the wolves come in. And in this picture that Jesus is painting for us, the door is this open and closed, this open area where he just lies in the opening so that nothing can get through without going through him. That he is the barrier between us, the sheep, and the danger outside. He is the barrier between us, the sheep, and us wandering off on our own and getting lost as his away from his guidance. Our shepherd is the door. He lies in the path of danger for us. The shepherd, why should we listen to the shepherd? Because he is the good shepherd. We read verses 11 and verse 14. Let's see them again. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. The shepherd knows us. Now remember back in verse 3 that said we know the shepherd? We talked about that. What did he call us? The shepherd, we listen, hear his voice, and he calls us by name. The shepherd who is so far above us that without him we know nothing and are nothing, that shepherd knows us by name. And the reference to how well this shepherd knows us is that Christ knows us, is to how well God knows who Jesus Christ is. That's why we read verse 15, that as the Father knows Jesus, Jesus knows us. That what a blessing that our God knows us. What a blessing that he individually cares for us so much that he knows our name. He doesn't generally care for us, but he specifically cares for us. He knows all of our needs, and then he meets all of our needs. That's the good shepherd we serve. That's the good shepherd that we have. And there's one more thing that he does. So notice we have these dual identifiers of this good shepherd. I am the door. I am the door. I am the good shepherd. I am the good shepherd. And then verse 11 and verse 15. Verse 11 says, the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. And then verse 15, at the end, and I lay down my life for the sheep. This shepherd's not just a shepherd who doesn't care about us. He spends some time in the middle of this to talk about these hired hands that don't care for the sheep. These contrasted parties that don't care what happens to the sheep. But the good shepherd is different because he is willing to lay down his life, and he has laid down his life for us, his sheep, that we can be his, that we can know him. So we've got to listen to our shepherd. What a blessing that we have the good shepherd in front of us, that we can be his sheep, that we can know him, we can follow him, and we can listen to him. I want to invite you to stand with me as we read Psalm 23. And at the finish of reading this psalm, we're going to have a song, and then we'll have the remainder of our service. So stand with me as we read Psalm 23, a shepherding psalm. I'm going to have it up on the screen for you so you can follow along if you'd like. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord.